It's Local Manufacturing Week on 96.1 MyFM, and today we head up Highway 17 towards Muskrat Lake to crack into a conversation with Christopher Thompson, the president of the Whitewater Brewing Company. And Chris, one of my favorite things about doing the research for this feature is the backstory behind Whitewater Brewing. How did this whole thing get started?
For sure. So we technically opened in 2013, but you know, I'd say it kind of started before that, or at least the lead up to that. So I started working on the Ottawa River here with some a lot of great people as a raft guide, and you know, we would work our summers on the Ottawa at wilderness tours, and then we would sort of travel through the winter, or you know, I would go back to university in England, and we'd do sort of lots of trips, and in that period we did a rafting and kayaking trip through the Grand Canyon, roughly a 20-day trip, about 400 miles, and there's a lot of downtime in the Grand Canyon because we were doing it over Christmas. Sun goes down behind the canyon walls in early afternoon, and so we had a lot of time sat around a campfire drinking beer, and we started joking around how much fun it would be to start our own brewery and sell our beer on the river that we worked on in the summers. 2 years later, we opened, and in that time, we sort of went and learned to brew and got experience in various breweries and took some brewing courses, and opened in May, June 2013 in the old dairy barn on Fletcher Road.
And since that epiphany in the Grand Canyon, you guys have just grown by leaps and bounds, right?
Yeah, I mean, when we opened, we brewed one keg at a time, and we only did that three times a week. So we would sell out within 24 hours and have to wait till the next week to have more beer ready. You know, now we're in the situation where we're brewing, you know, 7,000 liters every time we brew. And, you know, over the course of a year, we brew about, you know, 1.2 million liters, I think, last year. So in terms of scale, we've grown pretty significantly. And, you know, we sell in approximately 300 LCBOs across the province, similar amount of grocery stores, and now with corner stores opening into those as well, and about 300 bars and restaurants as well. So, you know, lots of coverage of our products and people getting to enjoy what we make in the Ottawa Valley here, not just locally, but they get, you know, it's available throughout the province and actually into British Columbia a little bit, and Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Newfoundland as well.
Did you ever think that you'd be shipping out your goods across Canada?
It's interesting. You know, I look back and I think I had aspirations and intent to, absolutely. I don't think I thought the operation would be as big with this many staff. It just happened along the way.
And through all that expected and unexpected growth, you've kept your roots pretty firmly in the Ottawa Valley. What about this spot makes it a perfect place to have your business?
For us, we wanted to, you know, open in what we considered our backyard. We always came back to the Ottawa Valley every summer. It was never really a discussion where we would do it, because we want to contribute to the area that we live and work and play in as well. So that's sort of why we selected here and why we've stuck around.
So for you, it's being close to home, but for maybe an employee, what about Whitewater Brewing makes it a great place to stick around?
We employ a lot of people in a lot of different types of positions. So I think, you know, depending on what role you're in, you know, you can find passion in very different parts of it. You could be a delivery driver, a brewer, working on a canning line or in the kitchen. But I think what we sort of promote and look for is we're always trying to create memorable experiences. And I think it's, in reality, everybody's opportunity to contribute towards that. So whether it's with the food that we put out in our restaurants, or the liquids that we put into the cans, or the can designs themselves that our marketing team do, you know, I think it's finding some passion and enjoyment in creating something people enjoy, and hopefully creating those good, memorable experiences.
And you can sample the passion of Whitewater Brewing Company yourself, whether by taking a trip to your local retailer to pick up a few cans, or heading down to Muskrat Lake for a pint and an entree at the Lakeside Brew Pub. Again, Whitewater Brewing Company's Christopher Thompson, thank you for taking the time out to speak with us. And remember, you can listen to all of our Local Manufacturing Week interviews at renfortoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.